Oh, listen, I can hear them down there. Do you think? Don't you think you can hear them rustle there?
Yes.
And to think that it's just, you know, the little flutter of a butterfly wing magnified by, you know, how many thousands that there were there.
This week on the Nature Stories podcast, the awe-inspiring 4,000-mile journey of the monarch butterfly. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media, curating this podcast in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week we bring you pieces about the intersection of people and place. Up now, an excerpt from Flight of Fancy, produced and narrated by Chris Brooks.
Here we are.
Debbie Milan is a school teacher from Kingston, Ontario.
We've just had an hour-long horseback ride and then about a 20-minute hike. Anyway, the clusters are amazing. I'm going to take some pictures and we'll see what happens.
First time in Mexico, we were actually a group of 16 teachers. Two of us were from Ontario and the rest were from New Jersey.
Pockets. Oh, look up. The sky is full. And they're just circling above our heads. They're kind of bumping into us.
Some people call it like a spiritual experience to go to the sanctuaries. It is overwhelming.
Oh, I don't know whether to look or just take pictures.
I know.
Like, my head is just going from side to side.
I know. And then you look back and it's just as
I know.
Forward.
It's like, why am I going forward? Don't they look like just giant pine cones?
Absolutely.
They sort of look like the Tom Thompson tree, you know?
Yeah.
Group of Seven paintings, but really it's just because the branches are loaded down. So they look like the jack pine. But then you look closely, and it's all moving, and it's butterflies. And to think that these are the butterflies that came all the way from Canada and the United States to make it to this specific site. Whoa! I'm good. Oh, I've got one on me.
Really big one, and many of them. I mean, this particular colony was 4 hectares in size, so
it just goes on and on. Gazillions in Spanish, mucho, mucho, mucho mariposa. Yeah, you saw that one from Kingston. That's our butterfly. We tagged that one.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yes. Is that one from Hamilton?
Right.
That's a Hamilton butterfly.
One branch down.
Yeah. Fourth. Do you see that butterfly? Oh, look at just... Oh, I keep tripping on stuff. Look
oh
at those.
God, look at those in a row.
I know. And the wind is just catching them.
Green thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see. This is when you were like with Canadian Geographic or something, you know, and you know what you were doing with the camera. Okay, I can just hope. Mucho mariposa.
And people were racing sort of from, like, from tree trunk to tree trunk. It was almost like kids gathering Easter eggs on Easter morning. And look at this one, look at this one. No, come look at this one. Here's some more. And
ah, look. The cascade.
They're going to be so disappointed.
And the time went so fast. Like, before we knew it, we had to leave. And it was like, no, I don't want to go. I want to stay here. And you did, after a while, you just sort of stopped taking pictures. And you just, like, I'm just going to sit down and look at this. Like, don't talk to me. Just leave me alone. I just want to take it all in.
Oh, listen, I can hear them down there. Do you think? Don't you think you can hear them rustle there?
Yeah.
And to think that it's just, you know, the little flutter of a butterfly wing magnified by, you know, how many thousands that there were there.
My name is Lincoln Brower. I've been studying the monarch butterfly since 1954.
So that's 50 years as of now. It's an amazing experience. If you just sit there very quietly and listen to it. The biology of that is even more interesting because the monarchs fly out of the colonies when it is warm, and this is very important. They fly out to drink water. They have to periodically drink water because it's the dry season in Mexico, starts in November, and by March it's very, very dry. So as it's beginning to warm up in the end of February, lots and lots of butterflies fly out to water. Well, if they fly out to water and they're landed on the ground, as much as maybe a kilometer away from the colony, not much more than that, if a cloud came over and it, from that point on, and this can happen, it can be cloudy for 10 days or 2 weeks, the butterflies' body temperatures drop so fast that their flight threshold drops. The temperature drops below flight threshold, and if the butterflies didn't fly back to the colony, they would be trapped on the ground. So if you look out over a colony from certain points where you have this opportunity, and it's a partly cloudy day, the sun is out, there's literally a river of monarchs going down from the colony through the valley, flying down to water. And if a cloud comes over while they're flying, this river of butterflies reverses and they fly back to the colony. It's fairly intense as they're going up and as they're hovering in the air, and then as they settle down, going from a low to a crescendo of whispering back down to not hearing anything at all. It's like a beautiful piece of music, really.
That's an excerpt from Flight of Fancy, produced by Chris Brooks. To hear more stories like this one, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. The Nature Conservancy provides support for this podcast online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. Join us next week.